right through me. Oh, are you alright? Ooh, don't! But you can just keep trying to hit me. I'm not a zombie. You killed me. Kind of. I was already dead, but... Would you stop with the hammer? I'm obviously not a zombie. I'm a ghost. I said I'm a ghost. So what? Did you just say that ghosts don't exist? Well, that's kind of rude. I mean, it's perfectly fine for zombies to exist, but not ghosts. Yeah, you are sorry. Sorry, I think I'm a bit in shock because you killed me. You killed me. No, I'm not haunting you because of that. I mean that. That was me. I know it's a zombie, but that was me before I died. Well, after I died. I'm not quite sure how it works. I died, became a ghost, but my body became a zombie. And you killed me! You hit me with a hammer! Do you know how rude that is? You're a very rude person. And yes, I was trying to eat you, so maybe not rude. It's just... I'm dead. Again! Kind of awkward, you know? Wow, I'm dead. I mean, really dead. I mean, obviously I was dead before because ghost, zombie, but... Wow. Wow. No, I'm alright. I'm alright. It's just... thought I could come back. I wasn't sure how, but there was hope, you know? While I was still walking the earth, well, shuffling. Now I'm just dead. That's it. There's no coming back. I'm properly dead now. Sorry, you don't have to say sorry. I was trying to eat you. And can I just apologise for that? I know that's what zombies do, but obviously because it was me, it was a bit more... I feel bad. And I did try to stop her from eating, but she didn't really take any notice of me. I mean, sometimes she would see me and then she would try to eat me. But she didn't. She wasn't a great conversationalist. She was just really hungry. Now she's dead. Well, at least I died skinny this time. That's such a weird thing to say. I think I might be in shock. Can a ghost be in shock? I don't know. I don't know much about being a ghost. This is just... This is not how I saw the zombie apocalypse going. Not that I thought about the zombie apocalypse. Did I say sorry for trying to eat you? Well, technically it was me. That was me, kind of. But to be fair, it was less about eating your brains and more about you being really my type. Her type. Our type. I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying you're attractive and she probably wanted to eat you. That sounds dirty. Well, I guess I should, you know, I should go because obviously I'm dead now, so I should, I don't know, Not sure what I meant to do. Stay? Well, she's dead, so there's not much point in sticking around. What? You want me to stay? But I just tried to eat your... Well, I mean, technically, I... You know what? I haven't introduced myself. Hi, I'm Honey, and I can't
shake your hand.
Sorry. It comes with being a non-corporeal entity. Though I'm not sure I'm actually one of those. I saw it on TV. You know, that's the really annoying bit about being a ghost. Not being able to touch anything. I mean, I think I can move things. I mean, maybe not. I mean, there was this one time when there was this dog and the dog was trying to eat me. Well, not me. Zombie me. And I was like, let go of my leg. Let go. Let go. You're a bad dog. Stop it. Stop it. And then it got hit by a rolled up newspaper. And I think it was me. But I don't remember doing it. But I mean, being accidentally hit by a rolled up newspaper, that's really unlikely. So I think it was me. But I can't seem to move anything else. I mean, I've tried to turn on the kettle so many times, you don't know. I mean, not that I could drink the tea. I just wanted to hear a kettle, you know, it's kind of comforting. And it's all a bit... I mean, this is not what I'm used to. I mean, not just the whole zombie apocalypse thing. That is bad. But the whole ghost thing is it's a lot to deal with. And at least when I had my my body, I had something. And it was kind of fun. I always wanted to go on a road trip. And, you know, it was nice seeing more of America. Even though it took a long time. Because they don't run. Which is good because, you know, it means people can get away. But it also means it there's a lot of... There are a lot of trees in America and just... It's a bit boring. I'm more of a city girl. City ghost? And... I mean, we finally make it to the city and you caved my head in with a hammer. No, you don't have to apologise. It's fine. It's fine. I mean... It probably wasn't going to happen. I mean, coming back. I've been dead for a while. I mean, look at me. But what can I say? Sorry, what? Did you just say it was a shame that I lost my ass? Thank you? No, really, that was so nice of you to say, because I was always a bit self-conscious when I was alive, that my ass was a bit too, you know, too bootylicious. And I can't believe I said that. I never said that when I was alive. I'm not going to say that now that I'm dead. Really dead. Super dead. Just absolutely dead. I'm dead. I'm actually dead. And I really want a cup of tea. And a hug. But I'm not getting either of those. What? You want to hug me? But I tried to eat you. Well, not me. I'd love a hug, but you can't hug me, so yeah, I guess. What? I mean, Maybe. I mean, if you put your arms around and I kind of leaned in a little. I mean, oh no, your hand went right through me and I oh, that was awkward. I'm so sorry. I'll just stand, float. Do I stand? I don't know. I'm not sure of the terminology. I would read a book, but I can't. So you just put your arms around me and I'll just lean in but not go through you because very impolite. And that's not a ghost thing, that's an English thing. So, okay. I wish I could feel you. I wish I could feel. I really, really want a hug. I really, 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 really. I felt you. I felt that. You. Did you feel me? Did. You did. Really? Really? You. Are you sure? Are you sure? Or, I mean, don't just say it to be nice. Because you seem really nice. I mean, apart from the whole killing me with a hammer, you're lovely. And. You felt. Oh, I didn't do anything. I just really wanted a hug. I just focused. Like with the dog. And wow, I thanks. Are you sure? Again? Just okay. Would it be okay if I put my arms around you, not through you, around. Okay. So I'm just thinking about how much I really want to hug you because you're huggable and really, really pretty and we're hugging and I just went through you and that's so creepy. That will never stop being creepy. I got distracted but I felt you and you felt me and that's great. I mean, I might be dead but I mean, that's good. I can work with that. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to find a library and I'm going to read a book about ghosts. So I know more about, I'll just try really, really hard. I'll just focus. What? You could just read it to me, but I mean, yes, that would be easier, but why would you be going to the library? You don't have to do that. You don't have. I mean, I was trying to eat you. So it's fine. You don't have to make anything up to me. I mean, it would be nice. I mean, actually talking to someone. It's great. I mean, it's great, don't get me wrong. But it gets a bit repetitive. Oh, did you like it? That's my zombie impression. Thank you. That's really nice of you. So, we will go to the library and then we'll split up and we don't have to? So you would like to... You would like to travel together? Because I could be really helpful, super helpful, because I can go through walls. I can scout stuff. I'm not sure what it involves, but I can do that. I could be your ghost scout thing. Person? I'm a person. Am I a thing? I need that book. I mean, I would be a great scout. And you know, there's a coffee shop back there. They've got a kettle and they've got tea. And you're in shock because I tried to kill you. So you should have a cup of tea. We should go to the coffee shop and make tea. I mean, not for me, for you. For me, I just need to hear a kettle. And maybe you could describe tea to me. I mean, it's not going to be good tea, obviously, because it's a coffee shop, but it's been so long. Why are you smiling? think I'm cute. You're cute too. I mean, I'm not hitting on you. I mean, I... What? The local library has a tea shop! We should go to the library. We should definitely go to the library. We should go for the book. For the book. For research purposes. And yay. Sorry, I mean, you're very attractive. I mean, no, you're not. I mean, kind of. I'm not blushing. Ghosts don't blush. I mean, they might. You're right. I'm not sure. You think it's cute? I think you're cute. No, I don't. I mean, we should go. Because, I think there's a zombie coming. And it's not me. So, you know, we should go to the library. And I'm going to focus on holding your hand. I mean, no, because I am a scout, so I should go first to make sure that you're safe, so I can hold your hand later. I mean, not that I want to. You'd like that. Yay. Just one thing. Can you... Oh, this is going to be a bit grim. Can you just go in my backpack? It's just, yeah. In the bottom, wrapped in bubble. Yeah. Can you get that? Thank you. It's a teacup. It's my favorite teacup. I thought you could use it. I mean, you don't have to. You'd like to. So, it's yours. Yay. So, we should go. And, thank you. Thank you for killing me. I mean, thank you for killing me. This is so weird. Just so weird. Let's go to the library. Tea time! I mean, time for research. Why are you laughing?